Welcome everyone to Dallas Hoops Fancast. I'm Sydney and I'm here with Martin.
Hey guys.
So I hate playoff basketball because my nerves cannot handle it. Like, honestly, I'm just glad that game is over because, you know, it's like I was saying during the game, win or lose, I can handle it. It's just the not knowing, and your nerves are just firing the entire game. So the Mavericks ended up losing to the Clippers. I was really hoping for a sweep, but
that's, I thought it was going to be a sweep. Yeah. I really did.
Well, especially the way the game started.
Yeah, I thought they were cooked.
Yeah, but so we're going to, you know, break down our thoughts and all that on the game itself. But I do want to ask you, what impact do you think this has on the series overall, going from up 2-0 to now 2-1, you know, considering home and away and all mm-hmm. that? What impact do you think it'll have on the results of the series?
I still think the Mavs win the series because, well, just historically and statistically speaking, a team that loses the first two games,
mm-hmm. especially at home, yeah.
There's not a good history of them coming back and winning those series. Now, the Clippers tonight played really, really well, but I thought the Mavericks didn't. Mm-hmm. Like, I understand a lot of the things the Clippers did affected the Mavericks. I just thought they missed shots that they were making the previous two games.
Well, basically, yeah. I mean, like, which is pretty much what we talked about in our last episode, that the Clippers were really relying on, was that, like, eventually they're going to miss these shots. And we talked about how that might happen. In fact, mm-hmm. I thought that in this game, Tim Hardaway Jr. might go cold, and he did.
He went cold except from three. He was still 4 of 6 from three.
Yeah, 4 of 6. He was 4 for 14 overall. I thought he took some bad shots, but...
Yeah, the three-point shooting, actually, when I look at the box score, they still shot over 50% from three.
Yeah, true. Over 51%.
The Clippers shot 58% from the floor.
Yeah.
And Marcus Morris went 3 of 5 from three. He hit three big ones there in the fourth.
Yeah.
And Kawhi and Paul George just couldn't miss in the first half of the game. And it was like, you know, if they're going to continue to shoot that way, you're going to lose.
Yeah, now, I was that's
betting,
how it works.
Yeah, yeah. I was betting on some of these shots. They're just going to miss some of them just mm-hmm. because, I mean, at one point they were like 18 of 22. And I was like, you just, the misses just statistically, you just end up missing some shots. But give them credit. They kept making them. I thought the Mavericks were collapsing on Kawhi and the Clippers were rotating, and it gave wide open looks to Marcus Morris in the corner for three. Mm-hmm. And he made every single one of them in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I think in this game, their role players finally showed up. Like you mentioned, Morris, he finished with 15 points. But Reggie Jackson, too, he was 6 for 12 overall, had 16 points. And Zubats overall wasn't great, but he had a stretch in the second half where he was just crashing the boards and got a lot of second chance points for
you
them.
You can see why they like Zubats, because really he is so much stronger and bigger than the Mavericks' bigs. And in that particular quarter, Cauley-Stein was just getting abused by him. Mm-hmm. And he hasn't been able to do that when Porzingis is out there for whatever reason. But in this one, he's been able to do that. Now, it could be, you know, I don't know why he had such an impact when Cauley-Stein was out there, but he really hurt the Mavericks there in the second half.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's a lot of factors here. I think I agree with you that, again, odds are the Mavericks are going to win this series. But, you know, it's like game four, the worst thing would be if the Clippers tied it up, which is totally possible. I was saying during the game, this same thing I remembered happened last year where the Clippers were just like, they weren't really showing up. They were kind of, you know, playing with their food, as they say, if you would. And and then finally, I think it was like
game five and six.
When they finally showed up and really just ended the series. And so I wonder if kind of like the same thing is happening where they really don't try until they like absolutely had to. And even in this game, they didn't really try until they got down by like 20. And then from then on, it was like good Clippers.
I would say this is the first time I've seen them play with any kind of heart.
Yeah, yeah.
Any kind of, the 2 years that they've been together, this is the first time where they needed heart and guts to win. Mm-hmm. Because they win on talent. But when it's tough and it's hard, they've never shown that fight or that heart, and that's why they lost last year against Denver. And that's why I think the Mavericks were beating them those first two games, because they just don't have that kind of heart. And I think tonight was the first time in these 2 years since this Clipper team has been together where they actually showed true heart and guts.
Yeah.
And because when they went down 30-11, I was like, it's over.
Yeah.
Because it's just... They just didn't have any fight in them.
The Clippers that we know, they just...
They would have crumbled over and, yeah. and just quit. But tonight they didn't. You know what? It helps to have Kawhi. And Paul George tonight was awesome. 29 points.
He had a really good game.
And then they got some contributions from the role players. Now, I'm not going to do what Clippers podcasters do after the Mavericks won the first two games, where they basically just made excuses the entire time, saying, well, the Mavericks, they're not going to shoot this.
Yeah.
Look, the Clippers have been shooting an extremely high percentage as well. And so you could make the same argument that their percentage is going to go down. But the fact is, a lot of these looks in the end of the game were open looks, and they stepped into them and made them with their season on the line.
Yeah. Well, and to me, the Clippers that we saw tonight was like the Clippers that we
this
thought
was the team
they
that,
were.
Yes,
yeah. Like Marcus Morris, I thought he was a good role player. Mm-hmm. I know he's had moments of, you know, whatever, but I've always thought he was a good role player. Reggie Jackson, I know, has got a lot of heat, but I've always thought he was a good role player.
Don't ask Clippers people. Yeah. They can't stand him.
Well, and they've seen more Clippers games than I have. But just, you know, from what I know, I thought he was a good player. And then Zubats, I knew he couldn't just be nothing, like get played off the court the way he was. And then obviously you have George and Kawhi. So, like, this was the team that I thought they were. And the question is, you know, long term is, like, have they now flipped the switch? And is this the team we're going to see for the rest of the series?
Yeah.
If that's the case, then it's going to be totally different than what you'd expect from the first two
games. The only concern, if I was a Clippers fan, the only concern I have is what happens if Paul George and Kawhi aren't on fire?
True.
Because they've been on fire all three games. You're down 2-1 in the series. Like, what if they're just not hitting them? Like, it happens to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could make the same case for Luka. Okay, what if he has a bad game? But the thing is, like, they're up 2-1. They can afford a bad game from Luka.
Yeah.
Paul and Kawhi, let's say in game four, they come in and their shot's just not falling. They're getting the same looks. They're just not dropping. Sometimes that happens. Like, where do they go from there?
Yeah.
Where does their offense come from? Because for me, they're so heavily based. Their offense is so much Kawhi and Paul George. And then 3-point shots.
Yeah.
So if in this series in particular, if Kawhi and Paul George aren't shooting lights out, this series would have been over today.
Yeah, true.
But give Kawhi credit. The dude's a monster.
Well, and
Paul George.
He's been good this entire series.
Yeah, he's been good. Both of them have. It's just tonight the difference was the Mavericks didn't hit the same amount of shots. And I thought a lot of that was Clippers' defense was better.
Yeah.
And I thought some of it was, you know, just missing shots.
So there's three things I want to talk about. One of them is adjustments the Clippers made on defense to, as we talked about in the last episode, make the Mavericks miss. So you could say there's an element where a team just misses shots, whatever. But we talked about how their defense was not great. Like the Mavericks were getting wide open shots. So what did you see from the defense that was different that could have had an impact on the way the Mavs shot tonight?
I just thought I didn't see, outside of taking Zubats out in the first couple of minutes where they went small, I don't know if that actually played an impact. Because to the Clippers' point, you know, like, Luka's hitting tough shots over Zubats, but he is, so I understood you had to take him out. I just thought they tried harder. I just, when you look at the first couple of games, the Mavericks were just getting open three after open three. And tonight, even tonight, the Mavericks shot over 50% from three. So they're still doing well. I thought they covered the paint a little bit better. The Mavericks only shot 44% overall. So those missed shots were coming somewhere, and it must have been in the paint area. You know, right after watching the game, it's hard to remember every single play.
Yeah.
But I just thought the Clippers were trying harder. Yeah.
Yeah, so I thought I did notice, and again, you know, the game just finished, so obviously we're going to watch it a million times, but I thought I did see them on pick and rolls. They did still switch sometimes, but it seemed like they switched less and they hedged more.
I would have to watch the game again, because I thought they only switched when it was certain people.
Yeah.
It's like on some of them, they would not switch depending on the matchup. Now, I can't remember any particular one. The other thing I noticed was a lot of Rondo on Luka in the fourth. Mm-hmm. Now, it had no impact. Like, Luka had 44-99.
I do want to talk about Luka.
Yeah, he was not absolutely, he was not impacted at all by the defense.
Yeah, I don't know if he ever... He's one of those guys where if he misses, it's just because he missed.
Yeah, and I think in this particular game, it was down to role players.
Yeah.
Just like the previous two.
Yeah.
And in the previous two games, the Clippers role players bricked, and the Mavericks made everything.
Mm-hmm.
And in this game, the Mavericks bricked, and the Clippers made everything. So that's really what it came down to, was the role players, because the star that the Mavericks have and the stars that the Clippers have all showed up.
I do think that the Clippers did a good job of showing Luka different looks, which is one thing that is pretty common with a player like Luka, is that you never do the same thing every single play because they're just going to figure it out, you know? So I thought they did a good job of mixing it up. Like, sometimes they switched, sometimes they didn't. They threw a lot of different players at him. Now, I know they've been doing that the previous games, but I thought, and again, this is just right after the game, it seemed like there were different guys guarding him than previously.
I really just think the Clippers tried harder on defense.
Yeah, and also, like, okay, so then again, to that point, I thought that there was more scrambling. Things were just tighter. The closeouts. Yeah, it was just it was more effort on the defensive end.
Really, in the end, though, it really did just come down to, I mean, the Mavericks only had like 8 turnovers.
And honestly, I thought they still had some good shots.
Yeah,
they just missed them. Yeah.
Yeah, especially
which is how it goes in basketball.
Exactly, yeah. So, like, you know, obviously the Clippers did play better defense, but it just came down to the Clippers made their shots and the Mavericks didn't.
Yeah.
And I didn't think that the Clippers defense was really bothering the Mavericks very much. I mean, I think it was more intense and it made them a little bit more uncomfortable. And that's probably why their shots weren't going in as much, just by making them a little bit more uncomfortable. But in all reality, I just think the Mavericks just didn't execute well in the fourth quarter.
Okay, so I want to, like, I think that all makes sense, the defensive adjustments. I don't think that it was the main reason why the Mavericks lost. Now, like, the Clippers did play better defense, which was good, and they should have. And if I was a Clippers fan, I'd be happy about that. But I think a bigger story from the Mavericks' perspective was Kristaps Porzingis' performance. And just, you know, full disclosure, if you're a Porzingis fan, just turn off the episode right now, because he didn't have a good game. And I thought in this game, they really needed him, because their role players weren't hitting their shots the way the Clippers were. And he had some wide open shots at crucial moments, and he just bricked them.
I would say to Porzingis' defense, he is a role player on this team.
That's your defense.
Yes, because what I mean by that is it's really hard for him to change roles. To go from just a role player who's out there for spacing the floor, cutting to the basket, to, hey, the other guys aren't showing up, you need to go out there and dominate. Like, it's really hard to make that transition.
Not dominate,
but, well,
just make your shots.
But I think a lot of the reason why he doesn't make his shots is because he is never comfortable. He's never happy with his role. He's never happy with his possessions. He's never happy with his role in the offense. He's just never happy. He's just a never happy guy. And I think tonight, when you needed him,
he and I would get along.
And I think tonight he was getting the open shots.
Yeah.
And he missed all of them.
Yeah.
Every single one of them he missed.
He was, what was
3 of 10.
He was 3 for 10. I thought he was 3 for 10.
3 for 10 for 9 points. And a lot of these shots were in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
He had some where he was 8 feet away from the basket with a 6'8 guy on him. And he just rose right up over him and shot it and completely bricked it. And then he had a wide open 3. You know, he had some other shots in there. So
every kind of shot, post-up, pull-ups, three-pointers, and just missed them.
But because he's always pouting, and he's always just standing there waiting for the ball or thinking, I'm never going to get the ball. When the moment came, when the opportunity came,
when they needed him the most,
he wasn't ready. He wasn't ready because he wasn't there with the right mindset. And it's like, role players that hit, like Kleba hit big shots. Mm-hmm. Jalen Brunson hit big shots. if these guys can hit big shots, that they never get the ball.
Yeah.
Then you can hit big shots. So you have to have the right mindset. But because he's never happy with his role in the offense, he's always thinking about, oh, am I ever going to get the ball, or I'm just standing here, that his mind isn't there. And yeah. So he's missing shots that they needed him to make in this game if they wanted a chance to win.
Yeah, I mean, it. You know, 3 for 10. And like I said, a lot of these were at crucial moments, 9 points. They lost by 10 points. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I know there's the whole like, well, if he's scoring more, then it's just taking shots away from somebody else. But really, it's his, like, if he just made more of the shots that he got without taking shots away from somebody else, it's at least a closer game to where you have those just a 1 or 2 possession difference. Yeah. And so I thought it was a key yeah. to the game. They weren't shooting as well. Luka still was on fire. The other guys were showing up for the Clippers, and they really needed their second guy, which I, you know, yeah. Porzingis, I assume, they really needed him to help tonight.
Yeah, and it's like 10 shots is not a lot of shots, but I think if he ever had shown in this whole time that we had him that you can trust him, that you can feel comfortable just giving him the ball, let him go to work, then I think that would have happened.
Yeah.
But you just can't, because there is no trust there. Because in moments like this, he has failed to show up. This has been the 2 seasons that we've had him.
Well, and this is a 3rd game in a row. Now, granted, they didn't need him as much in the first 2 games.
He played well last game. I mean, he had 20 points, 8 of 12 shooting. But see, he was cutting to the basket.
Yeah, you know, he's not playing like a second star kind of guy.
Well, he was accepting his role.
Yeah.
And I thought tonight, I don't know. Look, they need him, and they need the role players to make more shots, because you can't ask Luka to do this every single night. Mm-hmm. Like, he's averaging, what, 40 points a game on the series?
Probably.
You can't ask a guy to do that. Like, what happens if Luka has a bad game? You get blown out.
Yeah.
And so you need, like, at least in the next game, you need Dorian to be better than 3 of 10. You need KP to be better than 3 of 10. And I think that would help. I think you would have won the game, obviously, if those guys made their shots.
If you score more
points. Yes, if you score more points than the Clippers pods.
Yeah.
But you guys scored more points than us tonight, so you won the game. It's that simple.
That doesn't count.
Yeah, it doesn't count because they're shooting percentages.
You just made more shots, yo.
So, I mean, I thought it was a hard-fought game.
Yeah.
It
didn't go the Mavs' way. They didn't make their shots. The Clippers played better defense, and they made some defensive adjustments. And then, you know, the Mavs' second star didn't play well. Didn't go well.
And both of these teams are so reliant on their stars. Like, the Mavericks' role players, like, they were awesome in the first 2 games. Mm-hmm. They were. But, I mean, Luka was still running the show. But the reason they won is because they got help from the role players.
Yeah.
Tim Hardaway was awesome. Even Porzingis was good. They were all hitting their shots, historically good shooting, all that crap. Tonight they got the same performance from Luka, but they didn't get the same performance from the role players, whereas the Clippers did, and hence they won the game.
Yeah, well, and there's 2 keys to a game, and like a playoff game, is your superstars and your role players, and whose superstar is better and whose role players are better. And so tonight Luka did his job, and I thought that was an evenly matched matchup, but the Clippers role players played better than the Mavericks role players, and so that's why they lost.
Well, and you know, if Maxey can step up and hit
a big three in the fourth. They really needed Kristaps.
Yes,
we didn't need
him to be a star. We just needed him to hit some of these open shots. Yeah, like, you had open shots, man, and you can't miss these ones if you want to win the game.
Yeah, well, and it's like, it's not just you got open shots and you missed. They were crucial shots. It was like fourth quarter, you're trying to make this comeback, you're wide open, the ball found you. It's like
it's a rhythm shot.
That's
like saying, if Maxey can step up and hit a big shot, and Jalen Brunson and Dorian, like all these guys have done it, man. And if you would just accept who you are on this team and what your role is, then you will be ready mentally when the time comes, just like all these other players. Mm-hmm. They're ready mentally because they know what their role is, and he's just not. Now, I'm not going to sit here and put all the blame on Porzingis. They lost the game.
But it was a big part of it.
Yeah, they lost the game, and you're not going to win. I honestly thought they were going to sweep him. Only because I haven't seen what I saw tonight from the Clippers, which was actual heart.
Yeah. And fight.
And fight. Yeah. And they showed it tonight. So give them credit. They came in and won the game. It is what it is. You know, we get prepared for the next one and hope, you know, that Dorian won't go 3 of 10 and Porzingis won't go 3 of 10.
And even like tonight, a lot of things went wrong. Like Dorian didn't shoot well. Hardaway didn't shoot well overall. Kristaps didn't shoot well. Like a lot of things went wrong. They lost by 10. Like, if just one of those things turns around, I think that they're okay.
Yep.
The start of the game was
awesome.
Freaking awesome. I mean, awesome. We don't have to spend a lot of time talking about that, but I legit thought the series was over. Because, I mean, I haven't been this hyped about a game, like, watching it in a long time. It was a fun start. Okay, so the third thing that I wanted to talk about was Luka. So he had a really good game. He's finished with, 44 points?
44 points, 9 and 9.
9 points, 9 and 9.
It's going to be hard to do what you're about to do.
I'm going to do it.
Okay. All right. At your own peril.
I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying in the second half, he looked like there was something wrong with him.
Well, he had 26 at halftime, so he had
20
in the second half.
I don't know. He looked like he was super tired or that he didn't feel good. I don't know. He just his body language, because I'm a body language expert. He just looked like he didn't feel right. And I thought at the end of the game, I wish that he had just taken every shot because it's easier.
Well,
that way.
Yes, but he's also very smart. You know, that's not good offense. Like, again, they still got good shots. In the fourth,
yeah,
by him facilitating,
he gave his teammates a chance.
Yes, and they just missed.
We talked about, they missed.
Yeah, and sometimes that happens. That's why, I don't want to overreact to this loss.
Okay,
because look, you lost a game. You just got to come back in the next one, you know, and look at all the film or whatever. But I thought he still played a masterful game. Like
he did,
you know, and they were getting open shot after open shot. They just missed him, unfortunately. And this would have been, like you said, a night where a guy that's making $30 million, the highest paid player on your team, who's been talking all 2 years, how he wants to be the man and wants to be a star, and he don't get the same attention and love that Luka gets. Well, that was your opportunity. That was your moment.
Yeah.
And you weren't ready for it because all you've been thinking about is how you don't get the ball.
I mean, like, I don't know if that's why he missed.
That's just my theory.
I just know that he missed and it upset me.
Yeah.
I had another question that I was going to ask you.
I will say, while you're thinking about that, Paul George and Kawhi were awesome. Okay. They did everything you had asked them to do. And they very well could lead the Clippers back to winning this series. Mm-hmm. But you're just asking a lot from the stars right now. Like, both the stars on both teams are going to get worn out. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no way Kawhi can keep doing this, and there's no way Luka. They're going to have a game where neither one of them have any energy or power, and that is going to be the game that may determine the series, because then it's really going to be between
the teams
themselves. And the thing that concerns me is they have two guys. Mm-hmm. We have one. So even if Kawhi is down, Paul George, even though he has a reputation of not
Kristaps, at least.
Yeah, yeah. He still has a chance. He's been playing well in this series. So I still think the Mavericks win this series. I was impressed with the Clippers tonight.
I was too.
Yeah, yeah. I really was. I don't respect them.
Oh, okay, no
respect.
You don't get no respect from me.
And it, this is why people hate the Clippers.
Yeah, this is why.
Well, let me explain. Okay, yes. Marcus Morris, they're down 0-2 in the series.
Yeah.
Marcus Morris hits that second three. Now he starts trash talking. When he knows the game is over, he's hitting his shots. Now all of a sudden, he's tough. He's a tough guy.
But
it's like, dude, like, this is the problem. You're still down in the series. Like, get your mind right. Be a man. Start talking trash when you're losing. Like, you don't talk trash when you know you've won the game and you've been hitting your shots. Like, yeah. You know, that's just so soft to me. It's like, how are you going to sit there and talk trash? Dude, you guys got owned in the first two games. Congratulations, you won a game. You know, and you finally decided to join the party. And the one time you decide to join the party, you're going to start trash. It's like, it's so soft. That's why people don't like him. It's
easy, yeah. I mean, I understand the trash talk because, like, you know, Luka's been doing it the entire series.
Yeah, so, but he's been showing it, too.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not upset if they want a trash talk, which they did. Both Marcus Morris and Reggie Jackson, they were feeling themselves, you know. And I get it. You know, Luka's been doing it. And so it's like, great. But I understand what you're saying. It's like, I mean, you won a game. And now, in the last 5 minutes of the game, when you're up by 10, now you feel comfortable trash talking. Yeah.
It's like, dude, like, come on. Like, and for me, if I'm the coach of the Clippers, like, I don't want that. Mm. I want you focused on winning. Like, that's what your focus should be.
You're not done yet.
Yeah. Like, you're acting like you just won the championship. That's the thing that bothers me. Like, he's, you know, he makes one shot. He's the guy that can, at the park, will go 0-17. And then with the game on the line, the game-winning shot banks it in from three and starts trash-talking. Yeah. It's like, dude, come on.
I told you.
Yeah, yeah.
I told
you. Don't leave me. Yeah, it's like, come on, dude. You went 0-17. You banked in the three. Yeah. So, like, that's the guy that – and then that's the stuff that bothers me. I don't mind trash-talking.
Yeah.
It's just at that moment, I don't think you have the right to trash-talk.
Yeah.
So
it's an easy time to
exactly trash talk. Exactly. So that's why I always felt that they were deep down soft.
Yeah. So I like I said, worst case scenario would be if they tied it up in game four. I think if they tied it up in game four, then I would start, like, the odds of, you know, winning when you go up 2-0 are really high. Tying it up, I think, would change those odds. Obviously, I think it would. Mm-hmm. At that point, it's kind of just even, and technically the Clippers have home court advantage, even though playing on the road is easier, so maybe that works the Mavs advantage. But I mean, yeah, we'll see in the next game. It was a really good game from the Clippers. It was a bad game from the Mavericks. I'm upset with the way that Kristaps played overall, but there's another game. He'll get another opportunity.
Luka here, looking at Twitter, said a couple of things in the post game. I haven't looked at him yet, but he said one thing is we got to get the ball in the post more when they go small to help get KP more involved.
Oh, okay.
And then secondly, he was hurt.
Luka?
Luka. Okay. And I guess his neck, shoulder, and into his left arm. And then remember we saw that shot where it looked like he was taking like an aspirin or something. He had some pain.
Pill. Yeah, to start the third quarter, he was taking a pill.
So maybe that impacted his movement and ability, like where you felt like maybe he wasn't as aggressive as he was.
Yeah, I felt like I saw him more passive. Standing off the ball more than... when he had the ball, he was normal, but I just saw him more off the ball.
Yeah, so maybe he was just hurting a little bit. But again, like, he had, you know, 20 points each half, essentially. So he was still awesome.
You also... So speaking of injuries, was there anything about Kristaps? Because you noticed that he was limping at the very end of the game.
He jumped up for a ball. I didn't see the actual injury itself. I just know immediately he started limping and it didn't look good, but I haven't seen anything yet.
Yeah. So I don't know if it was sprained ankle or knee or whatever. Yeah. I'm sure it'll be all over the Twitters by the time we post this.
No. I mean, outside of what we've already talked about, I don't know if there's much left to dissect in the game. It's just they lost the game and give the Clippers credit, and you know they showed a lot of heart, which was good for them. And the Mavericks have to come back in the next game, be ready to play, and try to pull that one out. That's really all it comes down to.
You know what phrase I've always hated? Give them credit. I've always hated that phrase.
Why?
Because I feel like it's stating a mindset that would just be expressed through your words and actions. Like, you don't have to say give them credit, just actually give them credit, you know? Like, and I'm not saying...
I see what you're saying. No. I see what you're saying.
It's sort of a cop-out statement. Like, you're not...
So you can say, you know, they played really well.
This is a good team.
Played out with aggression.
Well, and we knew that they were capable of this. They hadn't done it yet, but they did it tonight.
Yeah.
And that's why they won.
And so we have to come back and match that aggression in game four. And I think that's kind of what I was saying, but since you had to bash me about it.
I think it's sort of, and I've probably said it too, but I feel like it's like a cop-out statement because it's like, well, just, you know.
I don't know if people use it as a cop-out. I think it just became a cliche saying.
Yeah, yeah.
So the idea is what we're saying. Like, yes, they played better. They played with more aggression. They executed better at the end of the game. And we have to do a better job in the next game.
Yeah.
That would be kind of, that's essentially what a team, or in this case, a podcaster is trying to say with doesn't know he's about to get killed for
it. And I think also just acknowledging that not just what they did, but that that's what they're capable of doing again in the next game. Yeah, I mean,
we don't need to sit here and worship them or anything, you know.
I've never liked that. Give them
credit, move on, you know.
Anyways, your face. Is there anything else you want to say
about this game? No, I think that's it. Okay. I'm looking forward to hearing some Clippers podcast people because...
Yeah.
So if you ever get an opportunity to listen to Clippers podcast, they're awesome because they're just as arrogant as the team when it comes to the team, like to the Clippers
team. The way they view the team.
Yeah, the way they view the team. And they were just saying how confident they were, even though, like, they just kept saying the Mavericks aren't going to keep shooting this way. They're not going to keep shooting this way. And it's like, well, that might be true, but that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to win the game. Yes, tonight you won, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But that doesn't mean anything. Every game in the playoffs has its own personality.
Yeah.
But they have the same mindset as the Clippers, so they're a lot of fun to listen to, especially when the Clippers lose. So I look forward to listening to some of them just to kind of see what their mindset is behind it. Because in the playoffs, when you win a game, you feel like you can never lose.
Yeah.
When you lose a game, you feel like you can never win.
I never want to watch
basketball.
Yeah. I think the Clippers, obviously Clippers fans are super happy, and I'm happy for them because losing in the playoffs sucks. And I can't imagine being down 0-2. Like, that would suck.
Yes. And I guess I can't... Like, I want the Mavericks to win this series. But I didn't pick them to win. So, maybe I did. Maybe I picked them in 7. I don't know. But I didn't expect them really to win this series. So, like, if they ended up losing the series, I don't know how I would feel about it. I'm having a lot of fun. I can tell you that much. And if they won, that would be awesome. But all that means, if they win, is you have 7 more of the most stressful nights ever. Like, playoff games are so freaking stressful.
Yeah. Okay, so that's enough rambling. I think that's pretty much the game. I think it's easily summarized.
I still think the Mavs are going to sweep them.
Yeah. Okay. That's all. Thank you guys for listening, and we'll talk to you after the next game, which will hopefully be a Mavericks win. And if it's not, then it'll just be an episode of, like, screaming or something, or crying. Okay, we'll see you guys later. Bye.